Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine. I'm the founder at Geode Blockchain and a guide for your personal journey. If you like what you see here today and want to go more in depth on your own situation, follow the links in the notes. And you can book time with me directly and find books and all the awesome things. So today we're going to be taking a look at the numerology for the week of January 8th to January 14th. The first time you see it, it's the first time I see it, so you're getting my honest reaction to it all. And let's see what the numbers have to say. Right up front, we want to make sure we say that I am not a geopolitical expert. I am not a financial expert or financial advisor. I am not a medical expert or advisor. This is all just for fun, and nobody should listen to anything that I have to say. Having said that, let's see what's coming. So let's do kind of an overall for the week. So January is an interesting month. January 2024 is a very cool month because it's characterized by a nine. So we're going to get nine every single day all month, which is the number of human awareness of information. And we've noticed that the structures of the numbers for each day, because we use Pythagorean numerology, so we end up with this little grid, and we kind of, different numbers light up in the spaces where they live, and the shapes that form out of that tell us something of what to expect. So the shapes that we get now in January of 2024 are so very different than what we were getting in 2023. The energy has just completely shifted. So be aware of that. And we also will have eight, because 2024 is an 8 year, 2 plus 2 plus 4. And so we're going to have that through the entire year as well. So 8 and 9 are going to be big players. 2024, and I mentioned this in the last video, as we look to the whole year being an 8 year, you have the whole of humanity more focused on money and attention. So I think it should be overall a really interesting year for finance, crypto, social media, and other things dependent on money and attention. So let's take a look specifically. We're going to be talking geopolitical, finance, crypto, and your personal life. So Monday, January 8th, and Tuesday, January 9th, and Wednesday, January 10th. This is really interesting. All 3 days have exactly the same pattern. This is incredibly rare. So this is very cool and very fun. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the same pattern. You can expect these 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, to be pretty much identical in the kinds of things that are going on and happening. And Thursday and Friday have repeat pattern as well, which is just slight variation on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then things start to change kind of from there. So very interesting. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the same. So let's analyze this pattern here. Monday, January 8th is an 8 day overall. So again, this emphasis, much heavier emphasis on money and attention. And the difference being Tuesday is a day that's focused on, is a 9 day, much more focused on human awareness of information. And Wednesday the 10th is a 1 day that's going to be a day that's more focused on the material of the divine, which is love and oneness. So big things coming for finance and crypto Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. So the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. Really big stuff. I would expect a pretty heavy emphasis on it. I expect something's happening Monday, like decisions are being made, and Tuesday is when we're all finding out about it. Now, also in this pattern, we do not have, it's always interesting to see what we don't have, we do not have the arrow of manifestation here. So I would not expect in your personal life a whole lot to be happening. This might be a pretty chill week. Things get more active actually on the weekend. But these first 3 days in terms of finance and crypto, I expect to be incredibly active. You've got the influence of 1, 2, and 4, sort of this bottom left corner of the chart. And that influence is an influence of balance and foundation. And that can also be an influence because every number has two sides, right? Something you might consider positive, something you might consider negative. But 2 can be balance, it can be decision making. 4 can be foundation, it can be rigidity. And then it's interesting because, you know, 1 can be love, can be solitude, you know, kind of a hermit mode. So what's interesting here is, so this would tell me that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week, the 8th, 9th, and 10th of January, 2024, you're going to see people who usually keep to themselves and are overly rigid offering up a decision which brings balance and foundation to the financial and crypto sector. If I had to put money on it, and technically I have, this is when you get your Bitcoin and potentially Ethereum ETF approvals out of the SEC, is the 8th, 9th, 10th of January. Very cool. Geopolitically, going beyond the finance and crypto world. In the geopolitical world, not much happening, only because the geopolitical world tends to have a lot of drama to it. And we don't see a lot of drama this week until Sunday the 14th, potentially. So pretty quiet week on the geopolitical front, maybe more of the same, but nothing that's going to be like sort of surprising or shocking and different. In terms of your personal life, let's take a look at that. So when we go into our personal life, we want to focus on what your ruling number is. Remember that you get your ruling number by writing out your birth date, right? The day, the month, and the year that you were born. Add up all those digits. That's going to give you a 2-digit number. Add those 2 digits. And if that should give you a 1-digit number, if it still gives you a 2-digit number, add up those 2 digits until you get a 1-digit number. And that's your ruling number. And so on all of these, you would kind of put your ruling number in where it lives in the chart. Each number lives in a certain spot. And you'll get used to them here. There's a pattern. And that's going to inform you. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if you are a ruling 3, you will have God consciousness dominant, whereas the rest of us have absolutely no form of consciousness dominant except for the 3s and the 7s. So if you're a ruling number 3, you are God consciousness dominant Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's a beautiful place to be. If you are a ruling number 7, you are human consciousness dominant these 3 days. Actually all week, all month. Be careful, ruling 7s, be careful of feeling, human. Guilt, regret, getting angry easily, getting upset easily, feeling emotional, reacting from a place of emotion. Cut yourself a little slack when you do and go, okay, yeah, well, it's one of those months. So this January for you, the entire month, is you need to watch out for being human. So if you're a ruling number 5, then you will be enjoying the arrow of inspiration. This is a fantastic month for the 5s. And you're going to start to really feel that here this week. If you are a ruling number 6, then what this is going to bring for you in the first 3 days of the week, the ruling 6s, are going to get some drama. I know. I'm sorry, six. Now, that drama could be positive, right? It could be something wonderful, something to party about. It could be, so it could be positive drama, could be negative drama, but it's going to be drama. So get ready for that. You're probably used to that. And that's what's coming for you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So let's take a look at Thursday and Friday, which also have exactly the same pattern as each other. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, very much the same. Thursday, Friday, very much the same. So Thursday and Friday have God consciousness in control for all of us. Very nice. And then we have 4, 8, 9. So again, this kind of this concept of foundation, a bit of rigidity, possibly focus on attention and money and on information. Thursday is a 2-day overall, so that's a day of balance, should be pretty chill. Friday is a 3-day, that is the number of divine information, again, pretty chill. I don't see a lot of geopolitical drama coming in Thursday and Friday, the 11th and 12th. I do see continued emphasis on finance and crypto. Hard to tell. That could just be market moves. And in terms of your personal life on these days, if you are a ruling six, Thursday and Friday will be a day of a lot of information. Big information focus. I know it's nice not to have a drama focus. Big information focus for your ruling sixes. If you're a ruling five, you continue with the arrow of inspiration. And if you are a ruling seven, you have that human consciousness intersecting with the material world or three-dimensional world. So you can tend to act very human, but it will be focused on your material things. So be aware of materialism for the ruling sevens, and that will be all month for you, right? So you're acting human, but could be in the realm of materialism. So look out for that, be aware of it, and guard against it. So Saturday and Sunday, they have different patterns, so I'm going to treat them differently. So Saturday, let's focus there first. We have God consciousness in control. We have a focus on energy for everyone. We have the arrow of inspiration for everyone. And we have the addition of 4, which is foundation and sometimes rigidity, probably more like foundation because we have God consciousness and inspiration and energy, right? So this is more of something foundational is happening here. And obviously we have the 4 all year because it's 2024. So which tells us this will be a rather foundational year for the whole of humanity. So this is a really lovely pattern. Overall, it's a 4-day. It's a day of foundation. Foundational changes in your life. This feels like kind of looking ahead for your year and making choices for yourself, feeling inspired to do what's right for you. This is a great day for any spiritual practices, great day for any changes in your workout routine, great day for any kind of personal development activity. If you are a ruling six, again, that focus on information, but ruling sixes, you're also going to get the subconscious coming in. So watch out for your baggage coming up. Take it as an opportunity, if it does, to clear it out, to unpack it and let it go. And for the ruling sevens, this is nice. Ruling sevens, you have that human consciousness is right there parallel with God consciousness and control. Focused on the material world, also focused on energy, but you also get manifestation. So the ruling sevens are having a very, very lucky day on Saturday. Use that Saturday, the 13th of January, 2024. Use that for all it's worth. Geopolitically, could be good things, possibly, but I wouldn't expect anything drastic. Finance and crypto, Nothing particularly drastic. Sunday, January 14th, 2024, is overall a 5-day. This is a day of action. You say, no, it's a day of rest. No, not this one, not this Sunday. So it is a day of inspiration and a day of action on that inspiration. It's a day with subconscious in control. Yikes, so I hope you've done your shadow work. Subconscious in control. If you have not unpacked your baggage, here it comes. And focus on energy. So that's going to be an interesting pattern. But then we have this tempered by the additional one, which has a good bit of emphasis. So I think this all turns out rather positively. So you can have subconscious maybe bringing up baggage on Sunday the 14th, but it would do so in, it looks like, in a gentle way in which you are inspired to unpack it and let it go. So use that energy on Sunday. If you have a personal issue you want to work on, that's a great day to do it. Geopolitically, don't see much happening on Sunday the 14th. Finance and crypto, possibly some market action because of it's a day of action, but I think we'll see a lot of that this year. You'll get used to the level of action that we're going to see this year on that in the markets. And for your personal life, if you are ruling three, that's going to get you God consciousness tempering that subconscious, and it's going to get you quite a little out of information on Sunday, so use that. If you are a ruling seven, that's going to get you that human consciousness focused on the material world, so be aware of that, the materialism added to the potential for your shadow baggage, emotional baggage, previous traumas coming up. Be aware of that from Sunday. Just be prepared and give yourself space to work on that if you can. So that is what we've got coming this week. Wow, what a week. So just to recap, it looks like we start the week Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with quite a lot of action in finance and crypto world. And move into Thursday, Friday, which both have the same flavor as each other. With that being tempered a little bit, sort of moving into more themes or more opportunities for personal and spiritual development. Saturday is a very nice, high vibe day. And Sunday, look out for your dark side coming out. So that's what we've got coming this week. If you have questions, thoughts, or ideas, you can text me directly at my website, KatherineColleen.com, where you can also find opportunities to book time with me directly if you want to go deeper on your own situation. Thank you for joining me, and we'll see you next time.